instead.
Second, and then, you know, a motion to adopt all the handles in order and just put those aside, since there's both sides like them, and we have a few issues that are a little bigger to talk about. Adopting 19 identical sections would be a pretty thing. As long as the two chairs agree with both the fine and staff, and that's identical. There's a controversy about some identical, we can talk about that.
I can do the identicals in chunks if you would like.
Can you, Madam Chair, I think we need to do it in chunks only because there are two pieces that are identical, I think, that we do need to lay over.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Senate Sections 1 through 17 are identical. There are no technical differences. And I don't believe any of those sections have issues associated with them. That was Sections 1 through 17.
17. So do we have a motion to
Madam Chair, I move the adoption of Sections 1 through 17.
All of those in favor of that motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is adopted.
Senate Section 18 and House Section 30 are identical except for a technical difference, and staff recommends the Senate version of that.
Madam Chair, I recommend I move the adoption of Section 18, Senate version.
All of those in favor of that motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is adopted.
Senate Section 19 through Senate Section 38 are identical.
Madam Chair, I move the adoptions of Senate Sections 19 to 38.
Okay, all of those in favor of that motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is adopted.
Senate Section 39 and House Section 51 are regarding administrative and court reviews of placements. They're substantially similar, except the Senate adds that in a judicial review, the court is to make findings related to the accomplishment of a written notice provided to the child and the legal guardians, that they have the right to appeal a denial of benefits up to age 21.
Madam Chair, I move the adoption of the Senate, Section 39.
Any questions? As I said, the department, it's okay with this version of that recommendation. All of those in favor of that motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say no.
There was a hand raising in the audience.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Madam Chair. Committee. Actually, I think this is language that we had made some minor
I'm sorry, but you have to identify yourself, please.
I'm Kathy Lamp. I'm with Hennepin County. And we had worked with the advocates to make some minor changes to the House language and would feel better about the House language in that it does not appear to give us, you know, new responsibilities and just clarifies, you know, that the language, and I can find it on the, you know, on the side by side, then you could see that it is just some slight differences in terms of when the child is leaving foster care.
It's on page R48.
Thanks.
In the side by side from the advisor's office.
So the child, the language that you're referring to is in the third paragraph after 18. It says if the child plans to leave foster care at age 18.
Yes.
That is the language. So that would be incorporated into the language that was recommended by which is the Senate version. And so the additional sentence that will be added to the Senate version would be, if the child plans to leave foster care at age 18. Is that correct, Ms. Lambert?
Yes, we would like that language, and
Senator Moore.
Madam Chair, thank you. Ms. White, by simply adding that sentence to the Senate language, does it work? Or maybe is it Ms. A's?
And while Council is looking at that, Madam Chair,
yes.
May I ask a county question?
Senator Moore has a question for the county.
Can you give us a little bit more information on why that, I feel like that language is a little bit limiting, and so why, was it to deal with a particular issue, or what are we trying to resolve, what problem are we trying to solve?
Madam Chair, Senator Moore, we were just trying to use, in this language, we were trying to just make it more clear that it isn't for every child, it's if the plan is to leave. It was more to, as the language had come to us originally, it was very broad, and it would have required for all children in foster care, not just those who were leaving foster care. It appeared that while the intent was to keep the language very much reflective of what counties are required to do now, it sounded as though it was going to be much broader. Our concern is, again, with resources, and we did not want it to look as though that all children have the option of staying in foster care. We do not have the financial resources to keep all of these children in foster care. That's not under the 4E fundings and the other. We did not want this to look like this was, that they were entitled to stay in foster care.
Ms. Sullivan, do you have a comment, please?
Yes. Madam Chair, members, I'm Erin Sullivan, Supplement Department of Human Services. Current law requires that kids be given the opportunity to remain in foster care until they're age 21. I think that language that's in the Senate side refers to the administrative rule. Also, the independent living plans are required by federal law for kids who are 16 and 17 years old. And so eliminating the independent living plan to only those that are identified as 18 would be a change to current law. What's new here is the court finding, but otherwise the requirement to independent living plans exists under current federal and state law.
So, Madam Chair?
Senator Moore.
Okay, so what I'm hearing is that this is an effort to perhaps address potential cost savings. If it is current law, without this language, does it still create a problem for you if it's current law? Can you say your name again?
I'm sorry, I'm Kathy Lamb. I work in the county. We had not heard that, Erin, in the discussion that we had, going into this and in working with the advocates. We hadn't heard that, your statements on this. So I'm not prepared, I guess, to be able to say, but is for all children, and are they all under court review after age 18?
So what we're going to have to do is just lay over for the further discussion, because we need to. This may be one section 39, that we have to have this discussion. So let's move on and leave 39 as a section 39 as a section that we need to review later.
Senator, the next section would be Senate section 40, and going through section 40, 41, 42, 43 are identical.
Madam Chair, I move the adoption of section 40 to 43, the Senate version.
Okay, all of those in favor of that motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say no.
In Senate motion is adopted. In Senate Section 44, there is a technical difference between the House version and the Senate version. The House uses the word given and the Senate uses the words as it is used. Staff recommends House.
Madam Chair, I move the House version of Section 56.
All of those in favor of that motion, signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, say no. Motion is adopted.
The next three sections are Sections 45 through 47. Those are identical.
Madam Chair, I move the Senate version of Sections 45 to 47 be adopted.
All of those in favor of that, of this motion, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, say no. Motion is adopted.
Section 48 is essentially identical. There is one technical difference, regarding a comma. Do you recommend the Senate version?
Madam Chair.
We have to apologize. We need to recess for 2 minutes. We will be right back. We just need to take a vote and come back. Sorry.
See you in a minute.
Okay, see you in a minute.
Can't you guys just press each other's buttons?
We're getting lots of exercise. Sorry, I'm in class.
So much is identical. It's like, oh, you can't just have a choice. I'll finish up this article.
Oh, you're a rock star.
Kathy and Aaron, can y'all figure something out?
Yeah.
Can you get back to whatever, you know, whatever, come back to us.
Yeah, I am so sorry. I just sent an email to you guys that I assume that Harper's committee is postponed because they were all, and it was kind of a heated debate too, so I'm like, about Senate staff who don't show up for conference committee.
Just kidding.
That's a good point.
Do you have any idea what they're gonna do with the, option set?
Yeah.
Okay. I wish I knew.
Yeah.
I haven't had a chance to talk to any of the guys.
Please to order. We're gonna try to do as much as we can in terms of, continuing, through the, language that is identical and adopt that and move on. So I'm gonna ask our staff to please be diligent and, okay, wonderful. Go ahead.
Page 13, we're on Section 48, Senate 60, House. Technical, different. The Senate inserts a comma and staff recommends the Senate language.
Madam Chair, I recommend removal of Section 48, the Senate version.
Okay.
All of those in favor of that motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? We continue to have forum, right?
Yes.
Forum, excuse me. Motion is adopted. Please go ahead.
Senate Section 49, House Section 61. Technical differences. The staff recommends the Senate.
Madam Chair, I recommend moving the adoption of Section 49, the Senate version.
Okay, all of those in favor of that motion, signify by saying
fifty, House Section 62, Annual Review. There's a technical difference, and the staff recommends the Senate.
Madam Chair, I recommend moving Section 50 to Senate version for adoption.
Okay, all of those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say no. Motion is adopted.
Section 51, Senate 52, 53, 54, and 55, and the House sections are identical.
Madam Chair, I recommend adoption for Section 51 to Section 55, the Senate version.
All of those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say no. Motion is adopted.
The next section on page 17, Senate only, Section 56, related to targeted case management services for children, requires the Commissioner of Human Services to seek an amendment to the state plan to provide targeted case management services to children with developmental disabilities. It's my understanding that the Department of Human Services is okay with this amendment, and it was recommended by Hennepin County.
Madam Chair, we are going to move it in the House and just ran out of time. So I do move the recommendation to adopt Section 56, the Senate version.
Okay, those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say no. Motion is adopted.
Senate Section 57, House Section 69 is identical. It's revisor's instruction.
Madam Chair, I move adoption of Section 57, the Senate version for adoption.
Okay, all of those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say no. Motion is adopted.
The next section, Section 58, Senate, Section 70, House. These are repealers. Actually, the House picked up repealers that we needed, and the Senate picked up repealers that we needed. They're different, but we need to adopt both the House and the Senate repealers.
Madam Chair, I move the adoption of the Senate version of Section 58 and the House version of Section 70 for adoption.
Those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say no. Motion is adopted.
And Madam Chair, there has they've reconciled the section that we put on hold previously. If you'd like to go back to that when we can finish this article.
Okay.
That was Senate Section 39. House Section 51. If you look on the side-by-side language on page R49, the agreement is adopting the Senate language except for the language on lines 51.3 through 51.5. So we would delete that paragraph, and it's my understanding that that requirement is actually redundant, because if you look up on line 50.32, that rule requires a finding related to this this information.
Madam Chair, I move the adoption of Section 39, the Senate version, with the exceptions of lines 51.3 to 51.5 to be amended.
I apologize. You said your name is popping
up. Like that.
The Limmer Amendment, if you don't want to go on it.
All of those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is adopted. I'm going to pass the gavel to Representative Walker to continue, or we'll be right back to
that.
Yeah.
Can I do that?
No. Okay, so we have to.
I will.
How much more is there, Ms. Boyd?
We have the Article 2, the licensing article. And then
we have to come back to that matter anyway, because there's a couple of provisions that.
And the adoption
of
the article.
So you're back. Okay, then.
I'm back.
Okay. Except for. Madam Chair, we might want to go to the data privacy Article 3 first.
Okay. Privacy, Section 1 of the Senate, and Article 1, Section 1 of the House are identical.
Madam Chair, I move our, Section 1 of Article 3, the Senate version, to be adopted.
Okay, all those in favor of Section?
Right now? The next motion.
Sorry, all those in favor of this motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, say no. Motion is adopted.
Madam Chair, I wondered if we could go ahead and adjourn, because we weren't gonna deal with Article 2 tonight anyway. We can, come back and adopt Article 3 when we meet next week, and hopefully by then, need to discuss what we're gonna do with Article 2.
It's okay with me, is that okay with members?
It's okay with me, Madam Chair.
All those in